Holy God, dear Heavenly Father, you have given us the right to approach your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and bring to you our appeals and thanks. Hear us as we pray on behalf of our loved ones. Intercessionary prayers are presented here. We ask, Lord, give to our hearts grace and peace in the midst of our fears and sins. Wipe away all our sins. More intercessionary prayers are being presented. The Lord is always my protector. He carries us in his hands. When the Creator guides my journey, I will be safe in his care. Amen. Dear friends, brothers and sisters, as we continue the services tonight, I ask to read Psalm 103. The words are, in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Amen. Dear friends, listeners of the word, here in this tent and in this area, and those of you on your journey home, and anyone listening at the internet or radio, this was a psalm of David that we read. During the phases of David's life, we have heard sermons discussing the successes and failures of his life, how David experienced that God found him when he was lost. David here tells us how God once again took him into his care when he received the grace of repentance. In this psalm, in the beginning, there is the joy expressed of a child of God, the joy that one feels towards the Father. He expresses joy for the good that God did for him, and so he wants to praise God's name. In the Lord's Prayer, we also ask that the name of God be hallowed or holy in our life. For we want that which is good, and we want to live according to his will. The Apostle Peter, in the first book of Peter, he says, Be holy as he is holy who has called you. For God has called you, dear sisters and brothers. God has asked and invited us, called us to be his children. And in this way, He has shown his goodness to us. As we read this psalm, this text that we read, the perspective changes. It talks about, or it talks in the plural. It is on behalf of many. Faith is a gift of God, and it is a personal matter. And through this gift, we are united in God's family. We live through the unity. It warmed my mind when I came here to begin my turn, when I was able to hear how many prayed on my behalf and asked for a blessing for my sermon here as it is my turn to serve. It is a precious gift to be able to live within the love of the children of God. There can be no better way to exist. This first and second verse tells how a person has a soul. For he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and bless his holy name." It is his holy name that will save. In the first book of Moses, we are told how God created man from the dust of the earth, and he blew into the nostril, and in this way received a living soul. Each one of us is created by God. It is God who has given to us life. And we all have an eternal soul. And in this way, we are different than all other creatures. Every soul has a yearning to return back to the place from where we came, back to be near the Heavenly Father. This is why we have a yearning to make it to the heavenly home. And this is why at these services, the gospel is preached with this aim in mind. The forgiveness of sins has been preached here in the name and atoning blood of Jesus. We have been created from dust. When man fell into sin, just as all the earth will fall away and disappear, so will our body one day. In the fall into sin in the Garden of Eden, we are reminded how quickly we return to dust. But the soul, it will return back to God. People are all equal, and all of our lives are dependent on God. It doesn't matter how healthy you are or how ill you are. It is God who keeps us alive and in life. And someday we will discontinue to live according to his timetable. The Spirit of God collects his congregation, and he calls you into his congregation, and we have been called into this congregation, and we have been protected. This is a reason to give praise, for it is through faith that we have hope for the future, the kind of future that will never end, will never disappear. The prophet Isaiah said that if you do not believe, you will not endure. For we are mortal, and this can be seen in many ways. In our lives, we have many challenges, sickness. And we heard earlier today, these challenges have always existed in the lives of the children of God. And this brings or reveals our mortality. We do fall into sin. We do the kind of things that we would wish to not do. That which I wish to do, I do not do. And that which I do not wish to do, that is what I end up doing. As Paul said, and this we find within ourselves. But intercessionary prayers reveals to us how these problems and challenges are in our lives, and we don't always know how to think, what kind of burden another person may be traveling under. Someone may tell of his or her own life, and we might not even know how to react to that which we hear. Sometimes it is difficult to hear and share the burden of another person, even though the Apostle Paul encourages us to carry each other's burdens. We notice that we need the care of the Heavenly Father, and we need His advice. In the intercessionary prayers, we carry one another, and we carry the trials to the Heavenly Father, and we have these appeals, and because we are children of God, He has promised to hear our appeals and our thanks and praise. We don't always notice all the things that we have to be thankful for. When we think of this day, how we have had a beautiful sunny day, and we will soon go home to our everyday lives where we will be busy, and the difficulties in our lives, they will always be present. But the grace that we have been able to hear at these services will encourage us. We know that the trials of life, these are the kind of questions that we don't always have answers. There may be situations in life for which we cannot understand or find an answer. Paul, in his own life, he had a difficulty that we don't even understand. He said that 3 times he asked for relief for his problem, and the Lord answered that, "Be satisfied with my grace." At times we lack understanding and the trials of life can take us down. When we think of the life of David, we know that he rose to a high place in his life, but he also faced trials and difficulties, and these difficulties taught him and helped him to be a child of God. In these intercessionary prayers, where help is asked for, we ask that God would make himself clear. Make himself clear to such a person who has lost him, to such a person who has lost their faith and ended up in unbelief. This is why it is good to remember such a person who feels or knows that he or she does not belong in this group of God's children. Do not harden your heart. The grace of God, it is so rich that it can take a person from unbelief and open the heart and provide such a spring from which you can take that water that you need to revive your soul and achieve eternal life. We have been on this journey. When King David examined his life and his future, from this came this praise and thanksgiving, for God forgave him his sins. For sin is a part of people's lives, and these problems we have in our lives, we need the closeness of other people. This psalm writer writes and says, "For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust." When God gives difficult times in our lives, they are to help. Help us to go forwards and get on with our lives. He knows our beginning and he knows our end. And he knows who we are, and he will not give such difficulties that we cannot bear. For God gives us strength during those trials that try our faith. And we may notice when we examine some past experience that was very difficult in our life, and we notice that we overcame that difficulty. In Psalm 144, the writer gives thanks. And one marvels at what is the life of a person. It is good to remember such a travel friend who may live a lonely life The Heavenly Father has promised to be near. In the book of Isaiah, we are reminded that a candle that is burning very low, he will not extinguish. Paul, the entire creation waits the creation, all that is in creation has the hope to reach the freedom of the children of God and to reach the glory. We have been redeemed. We have been redeemed from death. We can look forward and we have hope for the future. Hope to reach the heavenly home. And we wait for that day when Jesus Christ will come back and take us to our heavenly home. But until then, on this journey, we need strength. And we need the kind of strength that people cannot give us, but God can give this strength through his congregation. Jesus said that where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. And Luther examined this, and he said that we live a period of the golden age when we are able to preach the forgiveness of sins one to another. We are reaching for the water of life. And so it is at home, in our families. The Heavenly Father has arranged it so that even a person who lives alone, this person has brothers and sisters, so no one ever needs to be alone. It is our lot to suffer. So Jesus also had to suffer, but we are waiting for that crown of victory. And we, during our lives, we are crowned with grace. The Almighty God lives up high. We may at times feel a lot of sorrow, and we know that on our own behalf we are sinful, but God gives to us every day of our life the forgiveness of sins. And it is not through our own work or our own deeds that we can find salvation. It is only through Jesus. We look forward to that day. Earlier, a brother reminded us, here in our lives, here we have mercy and grace, and it is Jesus who has given this grace to us. And one day we will be before the judgment throne, and on that day, Jesus will be our protector. For the Heavenly Father knows that his Son has redeemed, and this is our protection unto the end. And when we think about and talk about our mortality and our sinfulness, John, the evangelist, said that we are able to see this glory, for the Son was full of grace and mercy. David and Nathan were able to believe their sins forgiven, and they were able to see when the promise was fulfilled. Christ lived on earth once, and even now at this time, Christ is near you. You are precious to God, and He wishes to encourage you so that you would have strength to believe that through faith, in that situation where you find yourself, you would understand that you have a future and you have hope. Jesus reminded us on the Sermon on the Mount, seek His righteousness, all else will be given unto you. We wait for that day to hear those words, come you, O blessed of my Father, for I have prepared a home for you since the beginning of time. This is why, even at these services, we preach the perfect forgiveness of sins. The writer of the psalm says that as far as the east is from the west, so plentiful is His mercy for those who fear Him. Hear this service area. It is the center of a meteor striking the earth. We do not understand all the things that go on in the universe. We don't even understand the magnitude of this universe. But the grace of God, it is this vast. Isaiah, when he looked, and he prophesied that promise in a text part that has been read even at these services, he saw the coming of Christ, and he said that he carried our pain. He suffered so that we could have peace. At the price of His wounds, we have been healed. So these prophets prophesied His coming. And when that time came and the promise was fulfilled, now we can only marvel that this promise has been fulfilled. And we can live from this, even this evening. And on this foundation, we call even such a one who is living at this time and does not have a part of this gift. For Jesus, with His wounds, prepared also your salvation. And God came through Jesus Christ and redeemed us. And he suffered and he died. And on that Easter morning, he rose from the dead. And we believe in this resurrection. And we believe that after death, we too will be resurrected for this happened to Jesus. One day, someday, we do not know when, our defiled body will stay behind, but we will be able to rise to our heavenly home, and we will receive a new body, one that will have no imperfection, and there will be no more sin. And we will be able, in heaven, to see the face of God. This is why we believe, so that once we could reach that heavenly home, this peace of God that can be received through the gospel, even this evening, God wishes to strengthen your heart. And this gospel gives. In the letter to the Philippians, it is explained how this peace of God, it goes beyond our understanding. It is amazing how some person who may be on his deathbed, and how this gospel can give that security, this peace and security which this world cannot understand or give. And Jesus, in his farewell speech, he said, "I will give you my peace." In the book of Jeremiah, we are reminded, you youth are reminded, Jesus says, "I give you hope and I give you a future." The writer of the Psalms depicted the goodness of God. You can believe through the atoning work of Jesus. You can believe all your doubts and all your failings and all your sins forgiven. In the name and blood of Jesus, you can believe all of your sins forgiven. In the name and blood of Jesus. I came before you feeling very weak and as a failure. Can I believe my sins forgiven? I wish to believe with you. Dear brothers and sisters, so we will remain in the security of his word. I wish to remind you who may be listening and wondering, does this grace belong to you? You can believe all your sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. Amen.